Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, and God bless you guys, and thank you for letting me come into your home tonight. Let's begin with a short prayer to kind of get us centered in the spiritual dimension. Oh Lord, bless our show tonight and bless the words and the meanings of the heart and the understanding that we're sharing tonight. And show us your deeper, your secret wisdom of the healing arts. Show us the art of healing so that we may heal and not to have to suffer the way we've been suffering for so long. Bless our show and bless our connection and our communication. Amen. Now that one was for spiritual connection. This one is for worldly connection. FDA. God bless the FDA. This disclaimer says, what we are going over tonight in our show is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have an actual disease, go to a medical doctor or a licensed primary physician, primary care physician, such as a naturopath in about 17 states. And God bless the FDA. I do not like to criticize the medical profession or the drug profession, but I do have some good jokes about that, which I'll tell you at another time. Shout out to Miss Sandy, who's one of my star students in New York City, and her dear father, who may or may not be listening, Iggy, and to Carrie and her sweet husband. Carrie is a new student. Happy to have you aboard. Mark in England. Anya, who is a student in London. And Mihai, who is not only a student in Berlin, but also is an IT expert. He's an expert with computers and told me the most amazing thing the other day. He said that in Germany, they're going to typewriters. Why? Because when you type up something with the typewriter and put it in the mail and send it to somebody, there's nobody going to be looking at it, spying on it. God bless the NSA. And shout out to June in Nebraska and Greg in sunny Montana and Rob in South Africa and Renu in Texas. So honored to have these wonderful students from around the world. And so honored to have you listening tonight. I have to be humble when I say this, but my claim to fame is that I actually do have peace of mind. I'm one of the only people you'll meet who will tell you that he has peace of mind. I have peace inside. I have what the ancient Chinese called harmony in the core. That's part of what I show you how to do, is how to heal the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap and the stuff on the inside of yourself, the issues on the inside of yourself, especially the ones that are causing your suffering, causing your disease, causing your pain. So I have peace inside, I have peace of mind. Everybody's saying, well, look at money, I'll have peace of mind. Then Ted Turner told the kids at Montana State University in the business department when he lectured there that he still worries about money. My God, the guy's a multi-billionaire, he says, his exact words. I have to get some more money. I'm putting together some things to get some more money. Peace of mind doesn't have to do with anything external. It's internal. And this show is about internal. We spend our life external, running here and running there. I have no pain in my body. If anybody should have pain, it should be me with the car accidents that I've had. But God has blessed me. I have no pain. That's one of the things I can show you how to do. I have no disease. I have no depression, anxiety, fears, no guilt, not dominating. Don't let people walk all over me. And I have stillness and peace within. And I have my life work. I'm doing what God meant for me to do in this life, the bark flowers and healing the emotional component. So that's what I show you how to do, is how to heal yourself and have peace inside. Let's have a quick poem here. Only if you knew yourself, only if you know the person who you really are, your true self sleeping deep inside. Only if you rise above the morbid humdrum work and world around you and turn within and face the baggage that you carry and get it handled, this inner chaos of yourself. Only if you step out on the desert path and breathe the world anew and open up for answers that you never thought you'd have. Only if you rise up in the morning sun, embrace the force of God, and bring your higher self into the meaning of your life. Only if you find out who you truly are and reach into your true self and start to handle up your baggage in the sunlight of the sand and wind, in the midnight and the whispers of the desert moon. This work that I'm teaching is the deepest and most effective inner work on the planet. That's what I really feel. That's what my experience is. Because I show you how to take care of the emotional component, the emotional spiritual conflict, which is actually causing your suffering. There's always an emotional component with any physical problem that you have. There's always something emotional going on. Body, mind, and spirit. You've heard that many times. Mind means the emotional component. This work, Christine, my friend, is a wonderful astrologer up in Montana, is the answer, she said, to the darkness and the pain on the planet, and I totally agree with her. Deepest inner work that you will have ever experienced, and it's the most effective. We don't go deep enough. We don't know the inner secrets. Most people go for drugs. In the health field, they just go for the body. Here, body's vitamins. Here, body. You could, if you had the money, you could come out of your naturopath with $500 worth of supplements and herbs. It'd be real easy. But people are losing their medical care. So it's time you learn to take care of yourself. Heal yourself. People have emotional issues. They have no place to go. You need to take care of the emotional component. I tell every doctor, first thing is you need to sit down beside a patient and go, what's going on with you? And the patient, when they open up, they say, doctor, I'm so depressed, I got so much anxiety, I got so much fear. And it's the doctor's job to help the person work through that stuff. And if they don't know what's going on in the emotional component, they look at you and say, everything's fine, then you, as a doctor, you need to pull the records and open the files, find out what it is that is going on. At the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, they teach that on a homeopathic remedy, it takes 1 month of cure time for every year you have a condition. One of the first people that I worked with flower essence was a young lady had. She had arthritis. It was just terrible pain in her hands. And she'd had it for about 5 years. And we did the flower essences for about 5 months. And at the end of that time, she had no pain. What happens with the flower essences? What they do, Dr. Friend is a psychiatrist who studies the pain. She said the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through certain issues. So they don't fix you like a drug. They don't do things for you like a drug. They trigger you to go into the inner self and process these issues on the inside of the inside of yourself. I had a woman who signed up for my course and became a student. She had a lot of pain. She called it fibromyalgia. And I said, well, you know, I talked to her. We came up with a set of remedies. And I said, you know, I don't know what your pain is about. But she called me in a month. We did her remedies again. Another 2 weeks, she called me, Dr. Love, I know what my pain's about. I said, really? What is it? She said, I have to tell you, I'm a good Christian woman. I'm submissive to my husband. And I do everything right as by the Bible and by the church. But my husband, here's the truth. My husband is putting his negative energy onto me. I'm taking on his negative energy. And it's causing me pain. So I said, well, it's not your pain, it's his pain. She goes, yeah. I said, that's incredible. So she, over the next week, she went to her husband and sat him down and said, now listen, he really loved her a lot. He was so sad she had so much pain. So she said, listen, I tell you where this pain's coming from. It's because you're putting your pain on me, and I want you to stop this. And he said, gee, I didn't realize it. He said, you bet, I'll stop it. Let me learn what to do. And he learned, she helped him. He stopped putting his negative energy on her. And you know what? By the end of the second batch of remedies, which total of 2 months, she had no pain, nothing. God bless her. Remedies didn't fix her. It allowed her to see, to process, go into what's called it. In fact, if you get a pen and paper, write this down. Go into a healing process where you go into discovery and you discover what it is that you're doing to bring this on you. God helps to open your eyes and you process through it and discover it and work it through on the inside of yourself. What's happening on the planet? Each week I like to talk a little bit about what's happening on the planet. I want to tell you this week that we need to learn to go into a healing process. If we want to survive, if we want to be healthy, if we want to get through this difficult period, we need to learn how to stop the world sometime, go within sometime, and go into a healing process where we learn to grow and change and become a new person and work through the issues on the inside of ourselves and learn to embrace our healing so that we can heal the dark side that we carry. Going through this period, going through the galactic center, which we've talked about, the 2012, 13, 14 period comes about every 36,000 years. It's time for us to resolve our dark side, our shadow side. The secret baggage and issues that we carry deep within our heart. Let me read you another poem about this. Puddle. Our records of the years of untouched pain and unfelt tears. If you could only stop and feel, If you could learn to know yourself, yes, feel your pain, and learn to handle and resolve the aching patterns and the ancient hurt you carry underneath your bones. Or you can run throughout the day and race and go into the lateness of the night. Addict yourself to drugs or to the internet or chasing men or grasping onto whatever you must have to keep yourself, to keep you sane. Anything, so you'll never have to be alone, to stop and feel your pain and the issues of your life and all the baggage and the garbage that you carry, buried strands upon your heart. Along the desert path, where cactus meets the edge of night, where starlight falls against the ethers of your heart, a puddle of the years of pain, the struggle to be who you are and be the person you were meant to be. Let us step into the glowing field and seek thus to resolve the records of the years of untouched pain and unfelt tears. Deep. We have to go deep. We're not going deep enough. We live too shallow, too superficial. To get through this next period, we need to go deep into the deeper metaphysical, secret, spiritual dimensions of our inner self. I had a student, I had a long talk with him, about an hour, about this subject. And he said, you should talk about this on your radio show. So, okay, so here goes. This is under the subject of how to love yourself, which we stop and talk about how to love yourself a little bit each week. This one is about how to learn to set your day. Now, here's what the deal is. Your day is set. Your life is set with whatever happens to you the first hour of your day. This is a secret, but if you try it, it'll blow you away. Your life is set, your day is set with whatever you do or whatever zone you're in or whatever you create or whatever happens first hour of your day. So here's what I recommend, because what we're trying to do is to have peace of mind. We're trying to have stillness. We're trying to develop an internal where there's a balance between the external. Everyone's running external, and nobody is going internal. In fact, I think the latest study said the average person in the United States spends at least 8 hours per day on the internet, totally external. Everybody's running, running, running. So what part of what we want to do is to come into balance so we have a balanced and healthy internal. So you have tranquility and peace and stillness and calm. Now take a pencil, write this down. C-A-L-M, one of the deepest words you'll ever encounter in your life. Calm. Calm means the zone inside your heart, inside your mind. You want that calm. You want your life to be calm. One of the ways, the most important way to resolve the chaos, the inner chaos on your inner self, is to resolve the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap that you have. People don't know you can resolve it, but you know what? You can. You don't have to live on Prozac. You don't have to be smoking pot every night. You definitely don't have to be smoking cigarettes or drinking. Everybody would take a pill. Nobody learns how to be a human being, how to be whole, how to go deep, and resolve the issues of your life. Calm. So here's what I recommend. And we want to get out of living the life that's hectic and frantic with no peace of mind. Here's what I recommend. At the first hour of your day, the first thing you want to do when your feet hit the floor, and write this word up at the front and top of the page so you can take some notes. Calm. As soon as your feet hit the floor, you want to do two things. Number one, you want to drink water. Drink a tall glass of water. Why? Because we're all dehydrated. And when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be dehydrated totally. You're going to notice if you drink a glass of water, wait 30 minutes, drink another glass of water, you will not go pee. Because your body's sucking all that up because you're so dehydrated. Everybody's dehydrated. The first hour of your day, and I recommend the first 2 hours of your day, just drink water. So you can hack it. You'll feel like a totally different person. And for every quart of water that you take, you need to take at least a quarter teaspoon of sea salt. The water will not uptake unless you have a little sea salt. And what I do is I put the sea salt in my palm, throw it in my mouth, and then drink my water. Sometimes I'll do a quarter teaspoon twice for each quart. I know people in Phoenix here that drink a gallon and a half of water. Okay, and they're still dehydrated because you will not hydrate until you drink the water. So as soon as your feet hit the ground, drink a tall glass of water, and then repeat that every 30 minutes. Within 2 hours, you will feel like $1.5 million. Now, you need to do that again in the afternoon. At least an hour, better 2 hours in the afternoon, so that you will hydrate. Many of the diseases will pick walls. Dr. Batman Gongish brought the water cure to America from Iran. And he discovered that by giving water to patients that had ulcers, the ulcers would vanish. He said he healed. He got 10,000 patients. Don't remember exactly what his book said, who had ulcers and many, many other diseases just by ridding them of dehydration. So when your feet hit the ground, first thing you want to do is drink water. Second thing you want to do is be calm and go somewhere and be still. Sit in the silence, in the solitude, in the aloneness, and be still with yourself. If you meditate, go and meditate. Don't be running. Don't be rushing around frantically going here and going there. That's going to set the pace for the entire day. Instead, take and go somewhere and be still. I sit for about 2 hours of meditation each morning, which I've done since 1968, 2 or 3 hours. Just me and God in the stillness. If you don't feel like doing that, that's okay. Just go sit on the couch. Don't read a book. Don't listen to music. Don't talk to anybody. Just be still. During this time of stillness, several things are going to happen. The first thing, the biggest thing, is you're going to be able to get in touch with God's plan for your life. It was the most beautiful bunny rabbit outside my door. I can't believe it. So we got an agreement on that. If you sit still, you're going to get a download of what God's plan is for your life. They also call it God's will. Now, that's going to be God's plan for your day, and it's going to be God's plan for your whole life, the big plan. In ancient China, they called it the Tao, T-A-O. You're going to be able to get in touch with the Tao, the great plan. That comes only from the stillness. It does not come from the rushing around doing things. So that's the first. You're going to be able to get in touch with your mission, your calling, your purpose in life, the answers to the perplexing riddles in life, the direction, your solutions, and peace, true peace inside yourself. You can never have peace in a hectic heart. We're looking for calm. The subject here we're talking about is under the heading of calm. You'll be able to listen, and you'll be able to hear and get the messages from your own soul, giving you the guidance and the instructions that you need from the spiritual component, from the spiritual dimension. You'll be able to actually hear the messages from your own soul. So to do that simple formula, just sit and be still. At least an hour, maybe 2 hours. Don't read. Don't talk to anybody. Don't take a walk. Don't go exercise. So my guy in Montana we were talking to, he says, I can go into the woods here. The mountains are so beautiful. I can stand there and just look at them. Yes. So you can get the messages from your own soul. What you don't want to do is hit the ground running. Sometimes you have to. But you'll lose yourself. You'll lose your peace of mind. And nobody has peace of mind. Let me read you another poem. The summit of the mountain's art, where you can see forever. As the sun begins to wane behind the veil of clouds and the sunset of your ancient tears, feelings that you've stuffed away for years into the darkness of the night, and all the baggage and the inner chaos that you carry in between the whispers of your bones. The summit of the mountain's heart, to see forever in the sunset light. So very sad tonight. You cannot know, so shallow, superficial is your breath. You cannot see, you cannot feel the inner self, the deep emotions of your heart. Wow, deep, deep, deep. Okay. Let's take a break.
Hi, my name is Renu Agrawal, and I'm from Texas. I'm a certified holistic health coach. I'm learning Love Healing System from Dr. Eric Love for last 9 months. I have been into energy healing for more than 15 years now and have done a lot of healing work on myself. However, working with Dr. Love and taking Bach flower remedies and doing SAF sessions helped me to heal in such deeper levels that totally amazed me. I feel like a new person. I have learned how to handle life situations differently and not get stressed and uptight. Even people around me say I look healthier and happier. My presentations are more spontaneous, and I connect with my audience better. My life purpose is clearer. Thank you, Dr. Love.
Wow, how precious. That was my first time to hear that. Renu, thank you. That was very precious. Renu is one of my star students from Texas. So, everybody's rushing external, 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 and nobody's going internal. And one of the reasons is that everybody's looking at conditions and situations. And what people don't realize is that these conditions and these situations, they come to us because we draw them to ourselves from these patterns that we have on the inner self. In fact, it's the same with disease. We go, oh, this disease randomly got me. No, there's something inside of you that is drawing this pain to you. There's something inside of you that's drawing this disease to you. And it is your issues and your baggage. It's the deep patterns that you carry. We're bringing it to ourselves. So we need to go internal and resolve the issues on the inner self. If you don't, I'm just going to repeat again, because it's not coming from the external. It's not coming from the conditions. God bless Elizabeth Taylor, one of my favorite actresses. She says, well, it's not working out. I'll just get another husband. She got 8 husbands. Each time she brought the patterns with her, and the same thing happened again. So I tell the women in my course, don't leave your husband. It's not the ones that want to get a divorce. That's not about him. It's about you. There's something inside of you that's drawing this kind of situation to you. If you divorce or run away, same thing's going to come up again. What the remedies do is to trigger you to discover what your patterns are, and then to help you to resolve and rectify the patterns. Now, I would like for you to write that down. Those are very important words you don't hear from anyone. Resolve and rectify the patterns. Most people and most of the healing techniques, we're going to do this. We're going to tap here. We're going to give you this chiropractic. We're going to give you this treatment. You don't have to do any work. And the healing system that I teach, the love healing system, you have to do all the work. I had a student come, because you're the one, that's why it's so deep. That's why it's so accurate, because you're the one that needs to do the work, because you're the one who needs to learn what it is that God's trying to teach you, as opposed to someone just magically fixing it for you. We need to go deeper and deeper and deeper into reality, into the secret. So I have a student say, oh, he said, how do you process it? He said, it's too dark. I don't want to get into that thing in the corner of my heart. But that's what you need to do. You need to take the issues and the baggage that's inside of you and face those things, especially the issues that are up in your face, and face those issues to say, step over here into this doorway, into this gateway. Now walk through this doorway, and you will realize and you will understand. What is it to resolve? What is it to rectify the pattern? Every charge you take in must be discharged. It's going to come out as a gambling addict. Or they yell at you, you're going to turn into a sex addict, an internet addict. You're going to turn into a workaholic. unless you resolve the patterns. To resolve them means to learn the lessons that God is trying to teach you. We need to go into a healing process. Write that down. A healing process. To learn to resolve and rectify the issues and the garbage and the baggage and the junk we carry in our lives. So I'm sitting here in meditation in the morning. The most beautiful little quails, they're coming around and they're eating rice that I found. And they're making these beautiful cooing sounds, thanking me for the rice. This is one of the most precious things in my life. And as long as I'm in meditation and I'm still, they walk around my trailer and eat the rice. It's just the most precious. I wrote this poem about that. The little birds call out my window door, so happy and so thankful with the rice that I have spread for them upon the desert floor. If I could only be as thankful and as grateful for the world and breath that He has given me. So thankful out my window door. Thankful for the gracious awe I have and longing nothing more. Wow. Okay, start talking about some remedies. Today we're going to focus on the remedies for exhaustion and tiredness. Everybody, you know, is tired. You can't even find an American who's not tired and exhausted. Everybody's exhausted. Why? I want you to sit and think about it. Why would people be exhausted? The answer is basically two reasons, and they're very deep. And keep in mind, you have to go deep. We need to go deeper. You're not going to, you can take drugs all you want. Go take some more pills. Hey, yeah, it's fine. Listen, we got the Prozac, we got the Zoloft, we got the blood pressure, we got the uppers, we got the downers, we got the Oxycontin. And throw in a little Zoloft while you're at it. In Mexico, you just walk in the pharmacy and pick up all of that. Not a problem. Here you need a prescription. We got drugs. We don't have connection with the humanity and the inner self. You have to go deeper. So, question, why are people, everyone, exhausted and tired? He has two answers. Number one, people are exhausted and tired because they're having the life sucked out of them by parasitic people. People are being drained. If you're hooked on to a leech and a parasitic vampire-type person, someone who's sucking your energy, taking your power, or dumping on you, and you may not know who they are, but if you're hooked on to them, it doesn't matter if you know that they're sucking your energy or not, and they suck your energy, 4 hours later, you'll be telling your girlfriend, I don't know why I'm so tired. Well, the reason you're tired is because you just got zapped. I had a woman, I worry about money. She's telling me all about money. I said, well, we have a minimus, which is the Bach remedy for worry about money. I said, but she kept going on about how she worries about money and the money and stuff. But I started asking her about, and I found out that she just talked to her mother. And I said, so what's going on with your mother? Your mother's real zappy, sucks her energy, takes her power. So I said, okay. I said, you go over and you talk to your mother. You're all open. Your mother sucks your energy, takes your power. Then you come back and you're exhausted for days. She says, I know my mother's draining. I said, well, then talk to your mother all you want. But just don't be so open and let her suck your energy. Maybe talk to her a little bit less. You know what? I've never heard this young lady ever speak of worry about money since. We nailed it. she was letting her mother suck her energy, take the power. And as a result, she was not only drained, but she worried about money. Because the way the emotional works is that the bit, you're hit on the head with a baseball bat when you're 7, and the result is now you're allergic to bananas. It takes a strange, circuitous route to go from mother sucking your energy to end up worrying about money. But deeply, the reality, the truth, you're going to see this kind of thing. You're going to see this everywhere. Things don't happen in the world except by the law of action and reaction, the law of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. I had a woman who told me how much her arms hurt. Similar thing, situation. The arms hurt, they itch. And I asked her, when did they start itching? Well, it was last night. I said, what time? She said, about 10 o'clock. I said, what did you do before that? She went over to hang out with her mother. And her mother was sucking her, always sucks her energy and takes her power. She comes back at 10 o'clock. Her arms are hurting so bad. Well, the hurting arms are to show her. It's God's way of showing her. She needs to change this relationship with her mother, which she did. She became more shielded and protected, and we gave her Bach flowers for shielding and protection. All physical disease, all emotional pain, all human suffering runs off the law of cause and effect, which is the governing law and the law of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. And all the physical diseases and suffering of our life are karmically destined, or predestined. The solution comes in figuring out what it is that God is trying to teach you. Look, any experience that you have that you don't like, your job is to figure out what is it you're supposed to learn here. Physical disease, they don't want you to know that, because as long as you're thinking that physical disease is random, you won't realize that you need to make changes in yourself and that that God has chosen physical disease and this dark age we're coming out of as a wake-up call and an alarm bell to show you there's something you need to change about yourself. So the first cause of exhaustion and tiredness is that people are draining your energy and taking your power and dumping on you. That's number one. So for that, you would take or you would give the shielding remedies, which help us to learn through God's grace to make the changes in the inner self so that we will become shielded and protected. Each Roman soldier asks, are you shielded and protected? And a lot of times you have to pull the records and open the files. The woman I talked about earlier, she did not know that her husband was taking her power. She didn't know it. But on the remedies, I gave her the shielding remedies. I gave her century, being too much of a nice guy, and walnut for protection, and agrimony for holding everything inside, large for confidence. And as she began to become more shielded, she began to see it. And then she told me about it, and then she talked to her husband, got it straightened out. That's number one. Reason number two that people are so exhausted is that people are being a workaholic, the workaholic humans. Everybody's overbusy. Because, now why are people overbusy? Well, the reason everybody's overbusy is because it's like an addiction. It's like an addictive drug. As long as you're overbusy, you never have to stop and feel your inner self and all the baggage that's sitting there on your inner self, lined up and waiting to be processed. You never have to deal with yourself. That's why I recommend when you get up in the morning, be still and feel and just be still and know that I am God. Be still. If you're alert, you'll never have stillness. You'll never know anything about yourself. You could be, and then when you had drugs in, had some cigarettes in, a little Prozac, you'll be working in that legal office where the lawyers tear you to pieces as a secretary. You'll be there for 20 years. You'll never figure out why you have this disease and that disease. So the second reason is that people are overbusy and they become tired. But some people who get exhausted, which is most Americans, are rushing so hard. So God is giving the exhaustion and the tiredness as a wake-up call to tell you, hey, you need to slow down and take some time for yourself and not push yourself so much and so hard. So the tiredness is an alarm bell telling you you need to restructure your life. All disease is an alarm bell when you're looking at the emotional component, a wake-up call to tell you you need to look inside yourself and change some things in your inner self. That's the emotional spiritual conflict. And learn, therefore, the lessons that God's trying to teach you. Now, we have four remedies for exhaustion and impairment. Let's go over this. The first is olive. You can write these down. Olive, which is complete total exhaustion. Hornbeam, which is for tiredness. No exhaustion, just tired. Oak, for when life is struggle. And elm, which is the remedy for overwhelm. These remedies, they work too good. If I give you remedies for exhaustion and tiredness, I'm expecting you to go and work through the inner healing and the inner lessons so that next week you say, next month you tell me, when we do your remedies again, yeah, I don't feel so tired, I don't feel so exhausted, because you're working through it. Olive is your first remedy. Olive has complete, total exhaustion with no reserve strength. I had a woman, in a workshop in 91 in Portland, and she told the class about how one time in her life she was so exhausted, it took her an hour just to form a sentence for her husband to hear. That's how exhausted she was. I had a special forces Vietnam vet who was a buddy, told me when he came back from Vietnam, he was at his mother's house in Seattle, and he sat down in the shower to let the water flow over his body. And he said he was so exhausted, it took him an hour to get up to turn the water off. Exhaustion can go very, very deep. So the question you ask is, are you exhausted? Do you have total exhaustion? If they say yeah, then this would be the remedy. Total, complete, absolute exhaustion. It could be through suffering. Well, yeah, he was in Vietnam for years because of suffering. He said he was so exhausted, he went down to Florida. And with his buddy, he put a chair in the water. And the tide would come up around his chair, around his feet, and then go back out. He said he was so exhausted, he sat there all day and watched the tide come in and come out. This is the remedy for that. Exhaustion to work and struggle, often long struggle. Exhaustion from a long illness can come from many sources. Physical or mental exhaustion. You can see the mental part of the people we just talked about. No vitality. One person said, I walk up the stairs and I have to lay down. So exhausted. Burned out. deep down exhaustion. Stamina is non-existent, weariness and weakness. Everything is an effort. She no longer enjoys life because she is so tired all the time. No pleasure in life. Lack of effort due to exhaustion. Everything is an effort. No reserve strength. Lack of interest due to exhaustion. For those who tire easily, lack of energy when needed, and they can be unhappy. They give during convalescence from a long illness to restore vitality, strength, and energy in life. So this is a remedy for exhaustion. So you would ask somebody, are you exhausted? You've got complete total exhaustion? Let me reach another point before we go to our next remedy. Wanting. Always wanting something more. Anything to chase the pain away. So I don't have to feel and know the feelings and the deep emotions of my heart. Things I need to handle and resolve inside myself. Instead, I race external and chase and run and go until the beating of the walls and chimes of night. Always on the run, racing to the goal, never being still, never being who I am, and waiting for the messages of guidance and of wisdom coming from my soul. Never in tranquility and peace to listen, to learn, to hear, and to understand. My truth is spoken in the stillness and the wonders of the heart. Truth is spoken from the deepest canyon. Soul. We must go deeper, we must go deeper. We're living too shallow and too superficial. Let's do Hornbeam, their next remedy. Hornbeam, serenity for tiredness. Now, this is not exhaustion, it's just you need more energy. It's kind of like where you have a cup of coffee, now you got more energy. It's kind of like that kind of energy. You got some reserve strength. Later on, you can get calm. You just need more energy. You're just tired. Weariness. She was on low energy. She was unwilling to continue. A lot of times you wake up in the morning, you just be real tired. Fatigue. Mental exhaustion. Fatigue because of dislike of one's work. You're tired because you don't like your work. Weakness. For those who feel they need more strength. I had a woman one time in Los Angeles, and she had, I think it was a car accident. It was either a car accident or operation. Then 3 months before, she said, I'm really weak. I don't have very much energy. I need more strength. So I gave her remedies, but I gave her Hornbeam, which is a remedy for strength, energy. Came back a month later, and she didn't look like the same person. She was perky, and I said, are you feeling better? She said, oh, yeah. I said, what about that energy issue and the strength issue? She said, no. She said, no, it's not an issue anymore. Feeling, so she had processed on her inner self. Now remember, the remedies don't do anything for you. Dr. Finn said they stimulate and catalyze you to go inside and process the issues of your life, to go into that healing process. Feeling one does not have enough strength, doubt of strength. Monday morning weariness and tiredness. when you have to go to work and it's hard to get up and get going, or the morning after feeling. And I'll tell you another tip on the tiredness. So this remedy is for being tired, not exhausted. You're just tired and you need more energy. Ask a person. My friend Peter taught me this. He used to sell Murray's for a living. I got him out of that because he was tearing him to pieces. Pay him $1,000 back in the 80s. And he had found out who murdered your brother and helped bring a criminal to justice. It was quite an amazing psychic. Yeah. But he taught me this. If a person wakes up, you ask a person, when you wake up in the morning, are you tired? And if they say they are, then you say, you want them to put a glass of water open near the bed. And a lot of times, a lot of people put two little cups of water, half a bowl, open. In the morning, don't drink it. But what happens is the people who are sucking your energy, who come to you in the night, they're sucking your energy to take the life force out of you so you wake up tired. When they come into the room to suck your energy, take power, they'll go into the water. I had a woman from Chicago I gave remedies to one time, and she told me that she woke up every day completely, totally exhausted. It took her 4 hours to feel like a human being. What was happening was everybody and their cats and dogs was coming and sucking her energy in the middle of the night. She put the water out, and I swear to God, she called me and told me she woke up, she had all her energy, and she never had a problem with waking up tired ever again. That's pretty cool. And in the same way, if you have issues with tiredness, or you have a friend who has issues with tiredness, harmony is the remedy to help them process that and work that through on the inside of the inside of their self. Here's a poem called Having. Always wanting, never really having. Always trying to make it be. To reach out and to grasp that thing I do not have. I think will make me happy, at peace. If only I had a man, a baby, or be free of this disease, or not to have this pain. If only I had money, or had friends, or had a car, or just be pretty like I used to be. The gentle mountain stream comes up from deep beneath the box and bubbles out upon the waiting earth. So clear, so fresh, so cold. It would be wondrous to my coming and my heart to drink the ancient water flow in front of me and be fulfilled. Let myself fulfill. A stream of life that signifies the deepest reaches of my soul. To have, to really have, and finally to achieve. Attain, and finally to arrive, indeed. Always pushing out to get, to reach external and to grab. Yet here, spring comes up to me. I do not have to drive, to reach, to long, to crave. It is just there, waiting for my hands to cup and drink and take what's given me and be no more a world of wanting or of longing or of hunger and desire. For what is off the distance, for what I do not have, a little stream of water flowing from this ancient source into my hands, my heart, my soul, now ready to receive. Okay. The next remedy we're going to do is oak. Oak is a really deep remedy, but it's very simple to understand. Turn over to my little book here. Oak. Is life a struggle for you these days? That's all you have to ask to test for oak. The oak person, life is definitely a struggle for them. They're plodding on with never ceasing effort, always swimming upstream. But she is quietly suffering. She continues on every day with unceasing effort. Always swimming upstream. Everything seems very difficult, but I have to keep stuff together. I can't quit. I have to keep on. Struggling against great odds, but never ceasing effort. Strugglers, I always feel like I'm swimming upstream. Always struggling to take care of responsibilities. I've got to get through this day. It doesn't matter. I've just got to get through the day. Persevere in spite of setbacks. The mainstay of the family. Anchor of the family. Conscientious and stable with a lot of common sense. Discontent with self. Dissatisfaction and disappointment and illness. Because they're always plodding on. They're always facing against these great difficulties. Annoyance on account of illness. But it's simple to test. You said it. Is life a struggle for you these days? They say yes. You get oak. And I expect when I come back at the end of the month and I say, hey, is life a struggle for you these days? I expect that the person will have processed that through on the inside of their self. And the person will tell me, no, it's not that much of a struggle because they've worked it through on the inner self. Wonderful remedy. Let me read another coin here. Every time you bury what you really feel and sort out and resolve some time to come. The years and years of running from yourself, never feeling your deep emotions or your pain. To bury what you really feel leaves you living up and breathing in a lot. And half of you is stuffed away, unreal. And part of you, you do not know and barely understand your pain and why you feel the way you feel. Separated from yourself. Split off from who you really are. The desert night, so silent and so soft. A breath of always and forever moving gently through the night. Stars unspoken to the earth. The sand that load plants drink deep at night. The truth, everything and all there is. The truth of what you really feel, the truth of what your feelings really are, the truth, your truth, of who you really are and who you should become. In silent whispers, moving gently across the breath of night, the pulse in the shadows of the Milky Way. Into the silence, the ancient whispers of the inner self, across the stillness and the secrets, the desert night. one more remedy for exhaustion and tiredness. This one's really cool. M-E-L-M. I'll look it up here. In my book, this book you can get from me, called Physician Heal Thyself. And it comes with The Art of Healing. And you can get that from me by calling me, Dr. Eric Love, at my website. Or call me, 406-585-0774. DrEricLove.com. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. Send me an email. And I'll send you this. It's an excellent book. Everybody loves it. It's the centerpiece of my course. And The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. Okay. I'm looking for the L. Here it is. And I'll tell you about my course here in a moment. You feel overwhelmed. In fact, write this down. Do you feel overwhelmed? Too much for a person to do? Very simple. You're overwhelmed by your work. Overwhelmed by the scope and responsibilities of your life. Relief. Belief that one's work is beyond one's strength. Feeling one's responsibilities are too great. Or exhaustion from overstriving for perfection. This is an exhaustion because you're tired, because you're overwhelmed, you've got too much stuff going on. For key people in positions of authority who often take on too much to cope with and may fail at the last minute because of overwhelm. Occasional feelings of inadequacy. Facing the great magnitude and responsibilities of his work, the doctor sank into despondency. This great task seemed too much for one person to handle. Lack of confidence in one's ability to handle the responsibilities. Discouragement and responsibilities because of the overwhelm. Feeling of failure because of the overwhelm. Feeling of despondency and inadequacy because of the overwhelm. So this is a simple remedy to figure out if a person needs it. Do you feel overwhelmed with the, it's too much work. How could a person, how could a human being do all this work? And then you give Elm, and I expect to come back at the end of the month and hear it's not a big issue anymore because you have processed that stuff on the inside of yourself. Here's another point. The fields of wheat are ready for the harvester. Golden standing proudly in the summer sun. The things that you must face inside yourself. Lessons you must learn. Things you need to understand about your deeper self, your life. The place you need to grow and to become. The changes that you now should make, the person who you should become. The fields of wheat that stretch across the prairie, waves of wheat upon this a silver sea of life. When can become harvest? When can the wheat become? When will you step out from your sleeping self and face your demons in the sun? Wow. So our school is a one-year certification program. We give a certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And that's all from the Academy of Healing. The way that I teach you this is a true apprenticeship. There's books you read, but there's no tests, there's no examinations. I sit beside you and hold your hand and spend time with you an hour or more each week. And I help you, we give you remedies. And I help you to go within and experience the gateways and the doorways and the secret passageways so that you, of the healing process, so that you can understand the healing process. I tell everybody this should be the most dramatic and helpful healing process that you've ever been through in your entire life. And I teach you how to do it on yourself. And we do that by you and I hanging out together. You can't learn this stuff from a book. You can't learn it from a class. You need to learn it from a person. When you get up in that airplane, you're sitting with the pilot who's your instructor. You're learning from him. You can't learn to fly an airplane from an airplane book. It's the same material. So I sit beside you and help you to understand and go through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process. Within about 3 months, 2 months, you'll be biting at the bit, and you'll be wanting to give other people remedies. Marklin in Oregon is now giving a lot of his patients remedies. He's a healer and a therapist, hands-on therapist. He's giving a lot of his people remedies. At the right time, when you're ready, you can start working with other people. I'll also teach you the wonderful SAF, which I think is one of the highest healing systems on earth, something that you can learn to do yourself. And I also teach you about diet for healing, for disease, and for emotional. And we work with two different diet and nutrition programs for the healing. And I also teach you the wonderful alignment technique that puts all the bones in the spine into a complete spinal alignment. You just muscle test the feet on the massage table, and then you hold a few points on the sacrum or behind the head, in front of the head, very gently like a feather, and you feel the bones of the spine go into a complete spinal alignment. This technique is just too cool for school. And you'll have under your belt the capacity to heal the emotional and spiritual conflict within yourself for the rest of your life and within other people. The emotional component, the deep karmic emotional and spiritual conflict on the inside of the people you love and care for. If you're interested in finding out more, give me a call. I'll be glad to sit down, make a cup of tea, chat with you. My phone number, 406-585-0774, DrEricLove.com, MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. And if you'd like to just get the books, The Art of Healing, I think it's like 650 pages, and Physician Heal Thyself, 450 pages. And everybody loves those books. They are the mainstay for my course. And those are ebooks you get from me. So that's about everything for today. And I want to thank you for coming in your life and share the joy of healing that is possible, not just a dream, that you can heal yourself. And in fact, with this system, which I consider the best in the West, it's so good that if we have a system collapse and you got nothing, with this system, you have everything. And you can do the healing that you need and take care of the people that you love and care for. Glad to share this with you. Let me get this out there. God bless you all. And thanks again for letting me into your house. And I look forward to having you be with me and with us next week on Healing the Heart. God bless you.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.